This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com, and I wanted to talk about some different issues. The first thing I want to discuss is a few weeks ago we posted on our website a number of pictures of Benedict XVI wearing the Jewish Star of David on his mitre. We posted some new pictures of this because on Good Friday and for the service on Holy Saturday, 2010, Benedict XVI wore the mitre featuring the Jewish Star of David. And people really have to consider the significance of Benedict XVI wearing this symbol on his mitre, a symbol which is affiliated with Judaism, which is the symbol on the flag for the Jewish State of Israel. Why is the so-called leader of the Christian Church featuring this on his mitre? And he doesn't just wear it once in a while, he wears it frequently, and he seems to wear it for the most important occasions. For example, as I said, he wore it for the Good Friday service and Holy Saturday. What is he trying to tell us? I'll let you ponder that, but when you consider it in connection with the fact that he is clearly a Christ-denying, papacy-denying, Catholic dogma-denying heretic and anti-pope, we believe there is significance in his decision to wear this symbol frequently. Another thing that's very interesting is that during the Good Friday service, which took place in St. Peter's Basilica, and Benedict XVI was there, I believe many so-called cardinals of the Vatican II Church were there, many priests of the Vatican II sect were there, and during this service, one of the members of the Vatican II Church belted out the Novus Ordo version of the Prayer for the Jews on Good Friday. And as we've pointed out, the new Mass changes the traditional prayer for the conversion of the Jews on Good Friday. It changes it to a completely heretical and apostate prayer that they grow in faithfulness to His covenant. In other words, that they are faithful to God, that they have a true covenant with Him still. And so during this Good Friday service in St. Peter's, packed with members of the Vatican II sect, high-ranking members, in the presence and in the hearing of Benedict XVI, they belted out this, quote, "Let us pray for the Jewish people, the first to hear the word of God, that they may continue to grow in the love of His name and in faithfulness to His covenant," end quote. And so, a clearly heretical prayer publicly proclaimed and responded to by Benedict XVI in his presence, that alone would prove the guy's not Pope. That is a total rejection of Catholic dogma. It's a clear manifestation of the new theology, the new religion of Vatican II in Nostra Aetate number 4. See our video, The Most Specific Heresy in Vatican II, that the Jews are no longer rejected, that they are not to be looked upon as having been rejected, says Vatican II's decree on non-Christian religions. And so instead, they should grow in faithfulness to His covenant. And this really captures, in a way sometimes words can't, the apostasy of the Vatican II sect when you see this event where you have Benedict XVI in St. Peter's praying this new prayer for the growth of the Jewish religion, essentially. And the traditional Good Friday prayer prayed for, quote, "the perfidious Jews, that our Lord and God may lift the covering off their hearts, so that they may acknowledge Jesus Christ our Lord," end quote. And so we can clearly see in that alone how different the two religions are. And people are so easily deceived because they will bring up the fact, well, Benedict XVI does allow people to use a version of the Tridentine Mass and its prayer for the conversion of the Jews, or sort of a watered-down version of it. So what? He accepts the new prayer. He proclaims the new prayer. He's an apostate. The fact that he gives permission for people to use a version of the traditional prayer means nothing. But it really demonstrates how easily deceived people are. In this context, it's also worth mentioning the heresy we posted on our website a few days ago. It's in our news and commentary section, in which we link to a news article covering Benedict XVI's speech concerning the former rabbi of Rome, he says that the former rabbi of Rome, who is still living, has salvation. He sent a message of congratulations to the former chief rabbi of Rome, Elio Toaff, for his 95th birthday. In this message, Benedict XVI says to the rabbi, who spent his life rejecting Jesus Christ and the Catholic religion, how, quote, "the Lord restored your soul, leading you along the right path, even through the darkest valley. At the time of the persecution and extermination of the Jewish people, the Lord in his mysterious plans wished you to have a unique experience of his salvation, becoming a sign of hope for the rebirth of many of your brothers and sisters," end quote. This is not only total apostasy, but we think there's something more going on. First, anyone who would say that Benedict XVI doesn't deny Catholic dogma in light of this fact is simply a liar, and you sin mortally every time you make that assertion. For example, the Athanasian Creed, which declares that it's necessary to believe in Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith for salvation. Is anyone going to say that Benedict XVI really believes that when he's telling the chief rabbi of Rome that he has salvation? Of course he doesn't. To say that he does is to lie. But in addition to this being another example of astounding heresy and apostasy, I believe that this shows that this guy is deliberately putting it in people's faces. Because he not only says the guy has salvation, which is directly the opposite of Catholic dogma, but he says that the Jew has become a sign of hope for the rebirth of his brothers. Well, how does Jesus Christ, our Lord, associate salvation? Well, with the necessity of having rebirth. You are reborn in him through water and the Holy Ghost. You must be reborn in him to be saved. And so in the very context of telling the Jew that he has salvation, he says that he is also a sign of hope for the rebirth of his brothers who don't accept baptism, who don't accept Catholicism, who don't accept the Lord. And so he's putting it right in people's faces, which I believe is another indication that he's not only a diabolically wicked anti-pope, manifest heretic, and apostate, but you're dealing with a guy who knows his plan. Just like John Paul II, as we show in our other material, knowingly and deliberately preached that man is Christ in cryptic ways, he's putting it right in people's faces. Yes, I'm going to say that they have rebirth. I'm going to say that they have salvation. That's exactly the opposite of Catholic dogma. And so that's just another example of astounding apostasy from the anti-pope.